Dear listeners and dear friends, we are going to proceed today in our series talk on spiritual science about inner development and meditation. How to perform an act of meditation. Where do we start? And I think the natural start for every modern person, who, whether he is a scientist or not, is trained in a kind of a scientific way of looking at the world. Intellect. We need intellect. But intellect alone doesn't get at us into what we now call meditation. And I want to illustrate that. Intellect has to do with what has to do in order to understand what is already there. It's not a tool to understand the becoming reality in the same way. And for getting sensitive for the becoming living reality, we need something going beyond intellect. That can be a real obstacle for people to meditate, because we are used to use intellect in whatever direction we direct our attention. And it's very understandable, and it is also good in a way. We want to understand by intellect, if it is a sound intellect, that's fine. But by that, if we want to make a meditation, we usually use some formula, and I will give you an example afterwards, some words, symbols. And what are we usually doing? We analyze it, we try to understand. And that's an obstacle, because the intellect is bound to this part of us, the ego. And the intellect is a wonderful tool, but it's restricted. So we have to learn not to send thinking, the word for intellect now, away, say, for weeks or months. That would be disastrous. We wouldn't even be able to go shopping or to board a train. We need it, but we need to have the freedom also to stop it if we wish. And that's what we have to do when meditating. Meditation can become the anchor of the soul life on its journey of or through unending development, oriented by the polar star of unpersonal universal interests.